Times Square machete attack suspect faces federal charges. Allegedly attempted to kill in name of jihad. By Ethan Lettman on January 11, 2023. The 19-year-old suspect accused of attacking three New York City police officers with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve is now facing several federal charges, the Justice Department announced Tuesday. Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine, has also been accused of plotting to kill U.S. government officials in the name of Islamic Jihad, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. As detailed in today's complaint, we allege that the defendant plotted a jihad-inspired attack targeting U.S. government officials, and on December 31, 2022, attacked three NYPD officers who were part of the joint federal-state law enforcement operation protecting the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration, Garland said in a Department of Justice press release. We are deeply grateful for the bravery of the officers who were injured in this horrible attack and who put their lives on the line every day to serve their communities, he added. In the summer of 2022, Bickford began consuming material that promoted radical Islamic ideology, including material that promoted the Taliban, according to a criminal complaint filed in a Manhattan federal court. Around this time, he allegedly wrote in a diary that he wanted to die as a martyr for the cause of Islamic extremism, among other alleged disturbing writings, Breitbart News reported. Furthermore, federal authorities say he was inspired by the teachings of Abu Muhammad al-Maqdisi, a prominent radical Islamic cleric who was a spiritual mentor of al-Qaeda. By November 2022, Bickford allegedly became interested in traveling to Afghanistan and supporting Taliban causes. He then told a family member that he was interested in traveling to the Middle East to become a suicide bomber for Islam, according to federal authorities. The New York Post reported, citing police sources, that the family member subsequently told authorities about his radicalization after disclosing his beliefs. The suspect was also reportedly on the radar of the FBI in Boston, who had him placed on a Guardian list. Bickford ultimately decided that he would not travel overseas and instead would wage jihad against the U.S. government within the United States, the Department of Justice stated. From there on, Bickford traveled to New York City in late December with the alleged intention of killing a U.S. government official in Times Square on New Year's Eve with a large curved knife similar to a machete, known as a kukri, a blade over 1 foot long. The suspect told investigators that before the attack, he was reciting verses from the Quran in his head to hype himself up, according to the DOJ press release. At around 10:10 p.m. on 52nd Street and 8th Avenue, blocks away from the New Year's Eve celebrations in Times Square, Bickford approached NYPD officers and allegedly shouted, "Allahu Akbar," before striking and stabbing the officers in the head with his weapon. The alleged jihadist said he charged at another officer, and he tried and failed to remove the cop's firearm from the holster, according to the federal authorities. One of the officers then shot Bickford in the shoulder, preventing any further attack. All three officers were transported to the hospital, with two of them taken to Bellevue Hospital for laceration injuries. The other officer was transported to Mount Sinai West for unknown injuries. Bickford was also transported to Bellevue Hospital for his gunshot injury, and he was later held without bail after being arraigned by video, the Associated Press reported. Law enforcement recovered a bag Bickford had dropped at the scene of the attack, which allegedly contained literature from al-Maqdisi promoting jihad as well as Bickford's diary. The alleged jihadist said in his diary that he was ready to die, writing, "This will likely be my last entry," according to federal authorities. Federal authorities charged the 19-year-old with four counts of attempted murder of officers and employees of the U.S. government and persons assisting them. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, meaning Bickford could face an 80-year sentence. Bickford, who is being held in state custody and facing state charges, will be transported to Manhattan federal court to face federal charges filed in the Southern District of New York at a later date. As we allege today, Bickford deliberately planned and executed his violent attack against New York City police officers who were simply doing their job protecting the public, stated Assistant Director Michael J. Driscoll of the FBI New York Field Office. Only the quick action of these brave officers prevented further harm. The FBI's New York Joint Terrorism Task Force is unwavering in its mission to combat terrorism to keep our city safe. And we will bring any radicalized individual willing to commit violence to justice, Driscoll added. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.